Welcome to the Mobile Trader Podcast for Monday, June 17th. I'm JD, your host. Hope all the fathers had an outstanding Father's Day. We're looking forward to what's going on this week, and here we go. Our first order of business will be to assess pre-market pulse and kind of just check for any news events that will be key movers of the market, catalyst, signal. First order that I'm looking at, we're looking at the G20, U.S. and China, tariff exposure, President Xi, President Trump matching up, but who knows what's going to happen with that. Let's also focus on the Iranian conflict. The oil markets will be affected, and that's also a direct correlation to our broader markets in the U.S. Tensions in Hong Kong are ripe. Boeing and the airline sector at the Paris Air Show beginning today. We have a few key interviews over there, and I'll touch on those shortly. But let's get into the futures right now. The Dow is up 63 at 26,191. It's nearing resistance at the 26,275, 26,280 level. So let's kind of see if we can break through that or if we're going to pull back. So just, I think it's going to be a news-driven day. Actually, a news-driven week with the Fed. Anticipation of the Fed rate, of a Fed rate cut set for Wednesday. Actually, the decision will be Wednesday, and we'll see what comes of that. But back to the Dow. The Dow's been stalling it around. It's kind of been in a range bound somewhat and kind of stuck at this level at the 26,000 level, excuse me. So we'll see if any news pushes it through. We're looking at the NASDAQ at 75.41, up 36. The S&P trending around 29.03, up 8.25. As we move forward, let's look over to Paris right now. And there are three key aviation C-suite interviews today. We have John Harris of Raytheon at 1:30 a.m. Eastern. Dennis Muilenburg of Boeing. That's going to be a very, very important interview today. It's going to directly affect Boeing's share price going forward and the outlook. He's up at 3 a.m. Eastern. And David Joyce of GE Aviation, 4:30 a.m. Eastern. So I know someone might be up, whoever's listening, wherever you guys are. Just kind of keep an update. You can check Twitter. Sometimes YouTube will stream it. So let's move into our watch list for Monday, June 17th, 2019. Nike. Ticker symbol NKE. Long setup above 83.91. Let it break 83.91 and hold for confirmation. But Nike is also directly affected by the tariffs. It has exposure to China. So I say directly affected, but just kind of watch the news as well. Next setup, we'll have Sally Mae. SLM is the ticker symbol. We're looking for a short setup below 9.49. XL Energy, ticker symbol XEL, long setup above 60.16. That's the light entry. Anything, we'll find additional resistance at $60.50, the 60.50 mark. Once we break 60.50, you can leg in a little bit further. And when I say that, we're looking at calls and puts, guys, but I'm looking at calls on this one, a long setup, a good trend. So pay attention. I'm also building position in rare earth metals. This is the rare earth ETF, ticker symbol REMX. Looking for a long setup above 1546. It's a slow mover. Do your own research. The volume was very low, and then all of a sudden we had just an extreme spike in volume over a 3 or 4 day period, and it's kind of pulled back. So this is going to be a little choppy mover, but it's going to move slowly. Just kind of do your research on the rare earth metal space. Next ticker, we're going to go with ExxonMobil, XOM. We're looking for a long setup above 74.81, light entry at that point. Look for full confirmation above 75.17, but check news on that. We're looking at the Persian Gulf tensions, the conflict with Iran, and just that's going to directly affect the ExxonMobil share price. Now we're going to the gaming sector. Activision Blizzard, ticker symbol ATVI, long setup above 46.45. Last but not least, we're looking at Boeing, ticker symbol BA. The line in the sand for Boeing to the short side is $340.20. I think we're around the 346 mark, but check the pre-market layout after Dennis Muilenburg speaks at 3 a.m. Eastern, just to see whether what the pulse of what Boeing's doing. We can't get ahead of price, but if it breaches the 340.20 or if it gaps down, look for a powerful run to the short side, but don't hold it very long because it seems like the trend has been a powerful move to the downside. Release news of maybe test flights, anything new to kind of boost it back up. So we're coming in that range where it's kind of been, it's propped up, and they're buyers at these levels and a little bit lower. So tread lightly, but it's a short setup. That's what we have for today, actually Monday, June 17th. So guys, have an outstanding day trading. Track the news, track price, don't get ahead of price, and keep working hard. Take care.